This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. Lisa Simeone is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Aviation officials from Portugal have begun an investigation of a near disaster overnight. A Canadian jetliner was flying over the Atlantic Ocean when it ran out of fuel. The plane was flying from Toronto to Lisbon. It lost engine power and essentially coasted to an emergency landing in the Azores. About 300 people were on board. The people who anxiously waited for that plane to land included Francisco Santos. He is an airport operations official, and he joins us on the phone. Mr. Santos, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Mr. Santos, what did the plane look like as it came in?
It looked like a big black shadow. We saw it was an aircraft, right? A big black shadow in the sky. And landing really fast, really quickly. And it was a really violent touch on the ground.
It was a hard landing. It was not a typical landing at all.
No, at all. I never saw anything like that.
And then what happened? The plane came to a stop, and what happened then?
To stop, and then the fire department, the fire cars and personnel, they approached immediately and checked if everything was out of danger, with no fire, and everything was safe. And then they evacuated immediately the passengers.
How did the pilots manage to land the plane without the engines? I mean, were they able to be in contact with the ground? Did they at least know where they were going? Or were they completely powerless, in a sense?
I think the pilot had a good help from the approach services here in Lages. And it had a constant communication with them. And he was really, I think he was really great, fantastic in controlling the aircraft to this runway. The pilot was really fantastic on not only controlling the aircraft, but also controlling the passengers. The passengers came out really calm. They were fantastic.
Francisco Santos, as an airport operations official at the airport there, what did you say to these folks who unexpectedly dropped into your midst? Welcome to the Azores?
Yes, welcome them. And, you know, every day they were really happy because they were safe. And everyone was happy with them. And we never stopped. Everyone, every department, every person never stopped helping them in everything they needed. I think we did our best.
Francisco Santos is an airport operations official in the Azores. Mr. Santos, thanks very much for taking the time.
You're very welcome.